Carmen Govero of Fitness on the Go. Thank you very much for joining us. How goes things so far since 2026 has now come by?
Great. As hard as it is to believe it's 2026, it's been great. It's going by too fast as always, but it's another great year.
A lot of people, sure, I'm sure, are sometimes they make New Year's resolutions, but you don't necessarily believe in New Year's resolutions, or is that the case?
You're right, Keith. I'll say over the last few years, less and less people make resolutions. I truly haven't even heard it once this year because most people fail. They set the bar too high with too many goals. You can't keep it up. You're done 2 weeks later. People just get smarter now where it's like, you know, maybe I was busy and it was Christmas. I'm ready now. It's winter. Let's do a reset. Let's get back on track in routine because you want to make sustainable goals that last a lifetime. You're not here for the quick fix.
One of the things that people might want to portray in is to getting a little bit healthier. But then again, people might be a little bit intimidated. Is that part of the reason why people fail?
I'll say that's probably one of the reasons they don't start. I've always said we've owned the gym for 32 years. We're small town people. So we want the gym to be inviting, not intimidating. That's the standard we set. And you're right. People want to get healthy. They want longevity. You want to live independently. So when they come to the gym, they can pre-book an appointment. We'll show them how to use the equipment. But we also have members from 12 to 82 years young. So once they come in and they see that, yeah, we've got our super fit people. We've got our senior citizens, we've got our 14-year-olds, then they realize it's a really nice welcoming atmosphere. So I think sometimes the intimidation stops them from joining gyms. Once they start, they're like, wow, why wasn't I here before? What a great atmosphere.
A little bit of me time, does that make sense?
Absolutely. I was just saying to a lady yesterday, especially when things were shut down, I'm not going to say the word, but when things were shut down, people realized they're like, it's not physical, it's my mental health, it's my social where I come out and see people. So you're right, for a lot of people, this is their hobby, this is their me time. Maybe it's some time away from the kids, the family, but it's that hour or so they take for themselves, and then they're ready to go. So it absolutely is me time as well.
As an instructor, as a person who runs a gym, how difficult is it for you to maybe go up to clients, maybe go up to first-time clients and say, yeah, we like to balance our lives, but the thing is, it's not that bad to try and incorporate this into a balanced life.
You know, I'll say, having been at this for so long, I read people fairly well, so I do feel comfortable. I mean, many times we'll go up, say, if someone just needs a form adjustment, it's like, oh, can I just give you a tip? You know, let's show you this. Or a lot of times if we're teaching class, it's not just about the cueing, etc. We talk to them about lifestyle. We talk to them about balance, etc. So I'll just say, with the friendly atmosphere, it is easy to do here because that's a camaraderie we have with the members and things.
For somebody like me, who definitely needs to have a healthier lifestyle, that's for sure. and for people who maybe want to join up or inquire about it, how big is chatting as a first step to somebody like you?
I'll say it's an important step to even chat with any of our staff. We've got a good bunch, but it just it breaks the ice, we'll say, because a lot of times people come in with preconceived notions about gyms. And I mean, myself, when we went to the city, when we were, you know, before we moved down here building the gym, I went there and I was intimidated because it wasn't my cup of tea and stuff. Like, I'm a small town person. So when they come in, it's like, wow, this is nice. People are nicer. They see the members. People say hello. It makes a difference, and that's why I'll just say, you know what, come in, just have a tour. Take a walk around, check out the gym, see what you think, because you want people to feel comfortable, because when people feel comfortable and welcome, that's where they're going to stay, because that's something we all want to feel wherever we go.
Good point you bring up. Could you possibly think that 2026 could be a relaxing year? Okay, this isn't bad. I'll put the me time in. I'll put the healthier lifestyle in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do, because in my point, we had a lady here yesterday, very busy job, but she's like, you know what? I got in 20 minutes. That's better than nothing, is it? And I'm like, yes, it is. So if somebody has 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whichever, you can make a change and you just get to the gym and you get started and then you feel good that you were accountable to yourself. Now I'm off for the rest of the day. You don't have to spend 2 hours here. You don't have to run. You don't have to lift heavy weights. You do what works well for you in your program, and that's how you make it a lifestyle, because everybody's got different goals. And if you go too much and promise yourself too much, you're going to fall off the wagon anyway. So take baby steps, and that's how you'll stick with it.
Ah, baby steps. How big is patience for something like this?
Very important, because too many people come in and it'll be, I have a holiday, I want to lose like 30 pounds and get in my bikini. I'm like, well, it's not going to happen. So patience is, because slow and steady wins the race. And that's what you see, the people who make the small changes over time, it becomes a lifestyle. Say if they're trying to lose weight, get fit, it stays off. And that's where, again, if your goals are too big, you want the quick fix, you're not going to stick with it. Yep, so be patient and just be proud of yourself for showing up every day. And you notice such big changes, you know, within 6-8 weeks. You're getting stronger, fitter, healthier. It's a quick payoff in that respect.
I appreciate this. Carmen Govero, Fitness on the Go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. Much appreciated.